here's the thing. There's death, there's burial, but then there's also the resurrection of Jesus Christ. How can we experience resurrection? Paul says in Romans 6, 1 through 4, we rise to walk in newness of life, achieving the better that we desire. Friends, our time has been exhausted. If I said anything along the way that didn't make sense, and I know sometimes I get kind of excited and get to speaking kind of fast and those kinds of things, please take some time and contact me. I'll do all that I can to explain why we've reached the conclusions that we have and try and do that from a biblical perspective that you can check behind me and see if these things are not so. Until the next time, it's our fervent prayer that all of us continually are striving to achieve the better that we desire. Until the next time, may God bless and may God keep you, and we love you like nobody loves you, but God loves you best.
Praise the Lord.
We've come to praise.
Let it into this temple to give you glory, Lord.
We've come to praise.
Lift you, Lord.
Lift His holy name.
What? let me just tell you this. God's got it all in control.
Good morning. Good morning. God got it all in control. Whatever you're dealing with, God got it all in control. We welcome you this morning to the Space Coast Community Gospel Hour. At 8 Sunday morning on radio station WWBC 1510 AM 94.7 FM from 9 a.m. until 10 a.m. Thank you for allowing us to be a part of your day on today, because this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad. Your host for the morning, Sister Laura Mann, co-host Sister Becky Mitchell. Call a friend, neighbor. Tell them the Space Coast Gospel Hour is on. Playing the best gospel on this side of heaven. Stay tuned and be blessed this morning. Pastor Gladys goes out for you this morning. Mother Rose Wiggin also goes out this morning. And this morning we are just going to kind of, you know, next Sunday is Mother's Day. And we are going to just imitate the song that Mom would have sung, Autumn used to sing. We're going to do a little bit of that this morning. And we thank God for you and you for listening.
God's got it all in control.
Got it all in control. God's got it all in control. Oh, he put that.
We're standing in need of prayer. We need prayer when we're sick. Lord, we need prayer when we're well. Riding along in our automobiles, we need prayer. In our home, we need prayer. On our daily occupation, Lord, we need prayer. In our school, in our churches, in our community, we need prayer. Lord God, we come today. We come as we know how. We come to bring the gospel and song. We pray that you will go out and root up and tear down in the name of Jesus. We should gain in the glory, Lord, let it go to Calvary. Lord, we come with thanksgiving. We come thanking you for another chance. Thanking you for our lying down last night. Thanking you for stationing an angel by the bedside. Handcuffing Satan and made death behave. We was able to rise from our sleeping couch this morning. Walked out and saw a brand new day, which we hadn't seen before. Was able to go down to our breakfast table. And we had food to eat. Lord God, we thank you. Lord, we thank you because you've been so merciful and so kind to us. You've been with us. You've been better to us than we've been to ourselves. Lord God, we thank you. Lord, much as I like to, I'm not able to answer a prayer. I can't even save myself. But knowing that you're a prayer hearing God, you got all power in your hand. You know what we need even before we ask you. You know where we've been before we get back. Lord God, have mercy. Lord God, stop by. Lord, stop by and create in us clean hearts and renew the right spirit. Lord God, touch our hands, because some of us got hands and cannot feel. Some of us got a mind and can't think for ourselves. Some of us got a heart and can't love nobody. Some of us got legs and we can't even walk. Some of us got a tongue and we can't talk. Thank you, Jesus. But you being a good God, you aimed us to have a portion of our health and our strength. And for this, I just want to tell you much obliged. Lord God, stop by the youngest hospital. Stop by the old folks' home. Stop by the institution. Somebody needs you today, Jesus. Somebody in a special way just don't know that you're the God that never lost a case. God that never lost a patient. Lord, stop by and stop by the foster home. Stop by and let the little children know that you will be a mother for the mothers. You will be a father for the fathers. Lord God, bless everybody on the sound of my voice. Somebody need a blessing in your name, Jesus, in your name, when we can't pray any longer. Give us a home somewhere so we can praise your name. These are the blessings of your son, Jesus Christ's name. Amen. now, man, again.
Every day of my life, I get a new blessing. Well, the Lord sends new blessings my way, and He does it over and over and over again. Come on now. Talking about the Lord now.
You keep on blessing me over and over again. You keep on blessing me over and over again.
Lord, you keep on.
I got anybody out there this morning that He keep on blessing? I'm out this morning for Brother LaSalle Williams, Sister Evelyn Williams, and Sister Easter Butner and Sister Clifford Mae Hubbard, Sister Lorraine Hubbard, Mother Esther Walker, our Brother Walter Davis Jr. and Brother Jesse Hanks and all your families. He just keep blessing us. Reverend Clarence Swipper Sr.
Lord, you keep on blessing me.
You keep on blessing me. Over and over. Over and over again.
You keep on blessing me.
Well, that for Pastor Odell Watson and First Lady Mother Lecherie Watson. Reverend George Meyer, and once again, Reverend Clarence Swipper Sr., Mount Moriah AME Church, all the church family. Goes out for Metropolitan and all the church family and Metropolitan Missionary Baptist Church. Goes out for Pastor Loretta Bosby, Awesome God Press Center. Oh, I just keep blessing us. Oh, Parker Memorial Missionary Baptist Church. Pastor Addison Mitchell, the pastor, and First Lady and Mother Barbara Mitchell. Goes out for all the said names this morning. God, just keep blessing us. Sister Audrey Johnson.
Keep on blessing me.
Oh, Sister Veronica Jenkins.
But you keep on blessing me.
Go that for Pastor Rodney William and San Oxidot Primitive Baptist Church family and First Lady Mother Tavius William and all the family at San Oxidot Primitive Baptist Church. He just keep blessing us over and over again.
And if it had not been for you, Lord, I would be standing here today.
You made a way for me.
You made a way for me. And you did it over and over and over and over. If you know you've been blessed, Lord, help me tell the Lord. You keep.
Oh, this goes out for Brother Monroe Groves this morning, and happy birthday to him, called in by Mother Rose Wiggin. Also goes out for Sister Sylvia Dupree and all your families this morning. Oh, happy birthday, Brother Groves. You see him walking around this morning, not walking so fast because he has a birthday. He just keep blessing us over and over again. Oh, goes out for Mother Rose Wiggin. I'd like to say happy birthday to her. Also, be coming on Tuesday. But he keep blessing us over and over again.
You keep on.
Keep on blessing me.
Keep on blessing me.
Keep on blessing me.
Keep on.
It's those Alpha Park Memorial's Mass Choir this morning. He keep blessing us. Our brother Charles Harris, brother C.J. Harris, our brother Freddie Randalls, mother Adam A. Price, out for brother Robert Franklin and sister Valerie Franklin, sister Alma Pratt.
Can I tell him one more time? Can I tell him? Oh, thank you.
Oh, sister Veronica Jenkins and sister Betty Payne.
Lord, thank you.
Oh, we can't help but just thank him because he just keep blessing us.
Dedicate this song to the memory of two most wonderful people in my life. Mother Hallie Caesar and my sister Anne, who now sleeps.
Every day feels like Mother's Day.
Every day should be Mother's Day. Every day.
When my family, we were all gathered around. You know, Mama said, Mama would sit over there in a big old rocking chair. She would speak so soft. Love her, take her out sometime, give her now. Oh, she gave.
Bring a word about my sponsors at this time, none other than Freddy's Custom Paint and Body Shop, owned and operated by Brother Freddy Randalls, located at 416 Roosevelt Avenue, Merritt Island. You can always call him at 453-6316. Area code is 321. And you know his son, Jason, is there along with him. And stop in now, check them out. They got it together. They are both there and they are doing great jobs. And stop in and just look around, or you don't know what you really want, just let them instruct you the best way to go, because they are capable of that. They got it together. That's Freddy's Custom Paint and Body Shop. They have houses for sale, houses for rent. They have a house that you have long wanted to rent or own. Check them out. Browse around. Tell them what you're looking for. Ask for their advice, and they can help you along the way. You know, we don't want to take advice, but sometimes we need some help, and they will do that. It is also brought to you in part by Riverview Memorial Garden, the place where quality and service is a must. Owned and operated by Brother Duncan McKenzie, located at 3751 North Cocoa Boulevard in the city of Cocoa. If you need to reach him, you can always do that by calling 632-9050. Area code is 321. Now, he still have their old records available. If you would like to obtain one, just call him and let him know, and he'll take care of it. Also, he have the Marble Grant headstones, and just let him know if you would like to have one. You can always call him and tell him what you are looking for and the price wise, and he can help you right there. Do that. And he do have burial plots, grants, mausoleum, benches, and cremation service. All of this is at Riverview Memorial Garden. Going back into the program, playing one of the latest and the greatest right now.
So this song says this. I don't know how God's gonna do it. And I don't know when he's me sing.
Victory.
Oh, folks, ain't no harm to moan, not quite moan. Tell the Lord.
Come on.
Yeah, moan. Yeah, tell the Lord.
He'll fix it. He'll fix it. We're talking about Jesus now. Brother Rachel Robertson goes out for you this morning. Bring a word about my sponsors at this time. None other than Quest Cleaners and Laundry. Family owned and operated since 1960. And you know, well, quality and service still counts. That's Quest Cleaners. Now, they will take care of your dry cleaning, laundry, alteration, draper, suede, leather. Take care of the wedding gown if that's your heart desire. Let them take care of that garment. Yes, they have one-day service and by 10 a.m. out by 5 p.m. Take them early, want them back in the same day, and they do have sensors on hand to take whatever the problem. You know, we have a hem alignment and zipper replacement, a rip on the side, and you know, you got to take it in or whatever. They can take care of it at Crest Cleaner and Laundry. Now, they are open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. On your way in, on your way out, they are open. That's Crest Cleaner, and they are open on Saturday morning, 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. Let them take care of that garment at Crest Cleaner. Now, they have location in Titusville, Merritt Island, Cocoa, Rockledge, Polk, St. John, V.L., Suntree, North Melvin. Now, there is a Crest Cleaners near you. Well, yes, just look around. They are not hard to find. They've been in business since 1960, and they are still there. They are no strangers. Let them take care of the garment at Crest Cleaner. Bring you one more, none other than Bayless Used Car Auto Paint and Body Work. Owned and operated by Brother Johnny Fred Bailey Sr., and we have Brother Johnny Fred Bailey Jr. They are both there, located at 1305 Franklin Street in the city of Cocoa. If you need to call him, he's available. Call him at 636-3615. Area code is 321. That's Bayless Used Car Auto Paint and Body Work. Now, they specialize in collision work, had an accident. We don't like to hear it, but if you had one, stop it. Let him help you out. Well, what you mean help you out? I'll give you some advice, because he can do just that at Bayless. Bayless Used Car Auto Paint and Body Work. Looking for a car? That's all right. He does have cars for sale, new car, used car. Yeah, he have long wanted to own. The car you have long wanted to own, that's Bayless. Stop in. Let him put you in a nice one. Yes, and you will like it. Tell him you heard me talking about him on the Space Coast Community Gospel Hour. Going back into the program, play one of the latest and the greatest.
When it started, she stayed with me and never parted. She held me close when I cried, wiped the tears from my little eye. She understood my baby talk. She was there when I started to walk, and I thank God. I thank God for Mama. Some sweet day, and I thank God. I thank God for my mama. She taught me right from wrong. She taught me my first song. She taught me how to share. Oh, she taught me the Lord's Prayer. Mama told me God would never change. Just call on His holy name. And I thank God. Oh, I thank God. I thank Him for Mama.
Another word about my sponsors, none other than the Stones Funeral Home. The home that Richard built with you in heart and you in mind, established since 1923, and they're still in business. Sister Jan Stone, owner and licensed funeral director. Sister Jan Stone, now they have modern, efficient, synthetic services And they also have a guidance, you know. Yes. Every service is conducted with the same quality and understanding to capable attention to the smallest detail. Now, that's Stone's Funeral Home. One funeral home with two locations to serve you better. They have locations at 516 King Street, City of Cocoa, 636-2344, 2400 Stone Street, Melbourne, Florida, 727-9009. Now, that's Stone's Funeral Home. Area code is 321. That's Melvin. One funeral home with two locations to serve you better. Stone's Funeral Home, small enough to know you. They're large enough to serve you. There's no substitute for experience. Let them take care of your loved one at the Stone's Funeral Home. They have locations in Cocoa and Melvin. One funeral home. Two locations to serve you better. Stone's Funeral Home is able, willing, ready, know how to handle all of your funeral arrangement. Shipping, cremation service, all of this now take place at the Stone's Funeral Home. Let them be the provider for your loved one at the Stone's Funeral Home. Going back into the program, play one of the latest and the greatest. Oh, God is a great God. You know that He is a great God. This goes out for the Stone's Funeral Home staff, all the staff. God is a great God. Once again, Pastor Gladys, God is a great God. All that for Brother Curtis and Walker and Sister Joyce Walker. Go that for the two sad names. God is. What a mighty God we serve. God is a great God. So that for the prayer warriors of Mount Moriah AME Church. Pastor Odell Watson is our pastor. Go that for the early morning prayer warrior. I just wanted to play this, but I just going to talk over it a little bit. It's not much, but I just want to make sure everybody hear this song. Today, the San Oxidoc Primitive Baptist Church for Pastor Rodney William is the pastor. Now, today at 3 p.m., they will have the Mothers of San Oxidoc will have their pre-Mother's Day program at 3 p.m. That's on today now. Don't want to miss it. All mothers will be looking to see you there. That's today. And they're a great speaker. None other than Sister Gwen Hall will be the speaker for the 3 p.m. program. Now, the doors of the church is open. Just walk on in. San Oxidoc is located at 715 South Fifth Boulevard in the city of Cocoa. And the speaker will be none other than Sister Gwen Hall. Now, that's a pre-Mother's Day program at 3 p.m. Doors is open. Just walk on in. Just gonna let someone hear this and hope they listen and acknowledge this song right here.
Mom, I'm not gonna worry patience. I'm gonna be a good son for you. I'm told tonight those boys grew up. One went to college. That no good son left home. That mama worked her fingers to the bones. Sent that son to school. She got on her knees and scrubbed floors. She climbed ladders and washed windows. Come back home, yes she did. Working her fingers to the bones. I want my son to be somebody. After about 8 long years, that son came home. He said, Mama, I'm a doctor now. I got MD behind my name. I want you to meet my wife. I met her while I was in college. She's a school teacher. Yeah. I'm told tonight. They told that mama, we want you to come and live with us. Help us to take care of our children. As the years went on by and their children grew up, I'm told tonight. Even though they were at school age, that school teacher went to her husband and said, honey, your mama's in the way now. I think you ought to get rid of her. We can get somebody else to do this job. There are other young girls in college that could work their way through school on this very job. Your mama uses bad English. She uses this and that and ain't and it. I'm trying to teach my children to use good language. Yeah. Oh, hallelujah. That son went to his mama. Said, Mama. Yeah. I was talking with my wife. And she seemed to feel now that you're getting in the way around the house. We don't have anything else for you to do. You're using bad English. We don't want this to rub off on our children. I'm gonna take you to an old folk home. Yeah. I'm told tonight that mama began to cry. She looked at her hands. They were all worn and wrinkled. She had worked her fingers for that son. Oh, yes, she had. She began to pack her clothes up. And whispered in her ear, say, see that old lady, it hasn't been worth it. Look at all you've done for this boy. He's getting ready to throw down. Let me tell you what happened. Wait a minute. That mama packed her clothes, tears streaming down. Good God Almighty. That son came back to a choir and tried to make things sound good. He said, Mama, in your room out there, I'm gonna have your color television. You're gonna have nurses around the clock. Look at him trying to make it sound good. You're gonna have everything that you want. That mama just kept on packing. She just kept on crying. Lord. On the next day, the son knocked on a door. taken out. Then mama walked out of the house, got in that long limousine. They started down the road, going to that old folk home. Glory be to God. I'm told tonight, while she was riding, she just kept on crying. That son tried to fix it up. He said, mama, don't cry. Everything is gonna be all right. Glory be to God. I'm gonna come and visit you every day. I'm gonna bring the children by every now and then. But then mama just kept on crying. Lord. And by the time they got almost there, that mama looked up the road and saw an old ragged car coming. Greeted one another with a kiss. That old no good son said, mama, I was on the way to see you. How have you been doing? Yeah. Let me tell you what happened. That son pulled his brother over and said, brother, where are you taking my mama? I want to know where you're going with my mama. That doctor told his brother, said, brother, let me explain it to you. Mama's old fogey, and she's old timey, and she gets in the way around the house. She uses bad English. Glory to God. I'm successful now. Look at me. I'm wearing good suits. Yeah. And I'm in the big society clothes. Lord Jesus. I'm taking mama to the old folk home. Yeah. That, listen, that old no good son looked over at his mama. Said, mama, I'm not riding in a limousine. My car's no good. The tires are all worn out. But come on and go home with me. Yeah. Yeah. Mama, look at me. I've been a failure all of my life. I gave you a lot of trouble. Yeah. I don't live in a fine place. Stranger, don't drive me away. Oh, yeah.
I'm going to send this out to Kim this morning. I met him Monday, I believe it was, named Kim. And this goes out for her and all of her family this morning, Kim.
If you put it in his hand, yes, brother, hey, don't cry about it no more.
Yes, he will.
Wait a minute, mothers. You mothers who come up here to the altar, let me tell you something. Maybe you got some sons or daughters, and they'll save tonight. You got some sons or daughters that have been in school today. Let me tell you something. Now, if your child is not on drugs, if your child is not a robber, a stealer, or a killer, why don't you say thank you, Jesus? Thank you! Thank you! Thank you! Thank you! Thank you! Thank you, Jesus! Thank you, Jesus! Thank you, Jesus! Oh, honey, you got something to praise God for. You got something to praise God. This is what you need.
All goes out this morning for Mother Anna Mae Price this morning. Thank God for Mother Price. Glad to hear from you. Thank God for you. Oh, the clock on the wall says about time, my time to leave you this morning. But you know, it's been a pleasure. Wherever you was listening, thank God for you. We enjoy bringing you the gospel and praise and song each and every Sunday morning. On radio WWBC 1510 94.7 FM this morning. And we thank God for you that was listening, wherever you was listening from. We thank God for you.
I'm not sure.
go to the church of your choice. Today we have church services all around, and you know the church doors is always open. Remember, sign up to that Mother's Day program on today, and go out and just enjoy yourself, you know. Have a good time trusting and in the Lord. That's what it's all about. Clock on the wall says about my time to leave, but it's been a pleasure wherever you was listening. Tell somebody we're still on the air bringing the gospel and praising songs this morning. Play something old, play something new. Played it all just for you. Made some sad, made some glad. Did the best I could with what I had. You know, but it's all right. It's all right. See you in church today. Pleasant. Good morning.